not your typical hump day. These stories are stranger than fiction and more wackier than a Karen going Karen for being told to put on a face mask in public. Brace yourself. This is Bro Rant's Weird and Wacky Wednesdays. Your hosts, Nick and Reg.
What's up, buddy? Doing all right? How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well. This is one of my favorite days of the week because we get to talk about some crazy
shit.
Crazy shit. Crazy, creepy ass shit.
Can't wait, man.
I have a story for you. I got a story for you.
Awesome. What you got?
It's an oldie, but goodie.
All right,
guys. Hope you guys are ready for the story. It's gonna be good. This week on Weird and Wacky Wednesdays, the strange case of Adi Sanchez, the mother who killed and ate parts of her son. The murder took place July 26, 2009. But to understand this woman, we'd have to go back to the mental health documents released in her case. The mental evaluation submitted by lawyers in the case of the 33-year-old Adi Sanchez paint a picture of a woman beaten, molested and diagnosed with various forms of psychosis, in and out of hospitals for half a decade before she killed her infant son. In the interview, Sanchez details using drugs for the first time in 2006. She says it was at this time that she first began to hear the voices. Her drug use led her to Austin, where she attempted to track down the former boyfriend named Victor. While in Austin, she would be admitted to the Austin State Hospital. Doctors at the hospital diagnosed her with psychosis. However, she was issued a prescription, then released. On July 20th, 2008, Ms. Sanchez was seen at the Center of Healthcare Services in San Antonio. Court documents indicate that she was paranoid, mildly disillusioned, depressed, and psychotic with hallucinations. Her medication was changed. While on the medication, the voices in Sanchez's head went away, but unable to afford the cost of the medication, Sanchez stopped taking the psychotropic medication. Shortly after going off the meds, Sanchez became pregnant. During her pregnancy, she was sent to a counselor for depression. However, she did not want to go back on any medication. After the birth of her baby Scotty, Adi Sanchez slipped into further depression and the voices began to return. On July 20th, 2009, Miss Sanchez was taken by EMS to Metropolitan Methodist Hospital. According to the report by Dr. Sellers, Adi Sanchez had auditory and visual hallucinations, as well as delusions. Sanchez indicated that she needed to be hospitalized. However, she was discharged to her sister. In the days leading up to her death of baby Scotty, Sanchez says she was paranoid, fearing that people were spying on her and plotting to take her baby from her. Her paranoia became worse and worse when the voices began to get worse. For days, Sanchez says the voices told her that the devil was in her son. She would avoid looking into the eyes for fear of seeing the devil. Through the course of her evaluation by Dr. Sellers, Sanchez elaborated on the circumstances surrounding the death of baby Scotty and what the voices were saying. According to Sanchez, the voices told her that her mother had killed President John F. Kennedy and his mistress, Marilyn Monroe, and that the KKK was mad at his mother for killing JFK. In Sanchez's interview, she says the voices told me to hurt Scotty. He was going to be the apocalypse. Further on in the interview, Sanchez explains the decision to kill her son, saying the voices told me to eat his insides. I was a harlot because I had committed adultery. There was a demon in my stomach. The demons would come out of her stomach if she just ate Scotty. This had to be done by 5 a.m. and not a minute later. Scotty would evolve and he would no longer be possessed. Sanchez says the act of eating her child made her gag and throw up, but that the voices told her to eat and eat and eat yet again. Sanchez recalls not feeling well and giving baby Scotty to her sister. Her sister watched baby Scotty and checked in on Adi Sanchez, where she left him, thinking, there's no care like a mother's, only to be awoken the wee hours of the night of a sight that no aunt should ever see. And we listen to the 911 call.
Oh my God.
San Antonio Fire and EMS, how can we help you?
I need an ambulance at 351 Wayside Drive.
351 Wayside?
Yes.
A house or an apartment?
It's a house. It's an emergency.
Okay. And what's going on? What's the emergency?
I'm sorry?
What's the emergency? What's going on?
My sister she's her child.
Hello?
Hello?
Tell me what's going on. Don't talk to the other people. Talk to me.
My sister she's hurt her child. Seriously, hurt her child.
How did she do that? What's going on with the child?
The baby is dead.
What did you say?
Your baby is dead.
How old is the baby?
Maybe 3 weeks, not even 3 weeks old.
3 weeks old?
Not even 3 weeks old, please.
What did she do to him?
Or her? She stabbed him. There's blood all over the bed. I don't know.
Alright, ma'am. Stay on the line. We're going to connect you up to the police, okay? Stay on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
Alright, go ahead.
Ma'am, what is your name?
My name is Priscilla Garcia.
Where is your sister at?
Stay there, Afi. Stay there. I'm sorry?
Priscilla, where's your sister at?
She's just sitting on the couch. She's gone crazy last night. She was hearing voices. She kept bringing me the baby, and finally she calmed down, and I took her back the baby. And then now I just woke up to hear screaming.
Okay, how old is the baby?
Not even 3 weeks old. The baby's dead. The baby's dead. Please, somebody call.
Okay, there are other ways, buddy, okay?
I need the keys so I can open the front door.
Ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes.
Do not touch the baby. Don't disturb anything in the area there, okay?
My mom was holding the baby. Okay. My mom was holding the baby. She went to the baby down.
All right. All right, ma'am. Everybody's on the way to help you, okay?
Oh, I need to find the keys to the front door. No, Afi, nobody's dead. It's okay, baby. Just stay right there.
Is that your sister?
Yes. Oh my God, I can't believe it. You stabbed yourself?
Yes.
Sister, I told you to come to me.
I tried, but you told me that you died.
I'm not dead, Afi. I'm standing right here talking to you.
Priscilla.
Yes.
Where did she stab herself?
In the heart and in the stomach, she says.
No. I see a stab wound
in her heart, yes.
Your sister?
I'm looking at her right now, yes.
EMS. Okay. All right, they're on their way, okay?
Oh my God.
I love you.
Yeah, please. Mama, calm down!
I didn't mean to do what she told me to. I'm hungry.
Mama, I'm on the phone with EMS right now. I can't call him right now.
Ma'am?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go, okay? They're on their way.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
After the arrest for the death of Scotty, Adi Sanchez was taken to the University Hospital, where she continued to hear the voices, this time telling her that she was going to get a heart transplant and that she was going to be hurt. Doctors concluded after their evaluations that Sanchez was suffering from mental illness. In the report, it was the medical opinion that Miss Audie Sanchez was incapable of telling the difference between reality and her delusions. Audie Sanchez was found not guilty by reasons of insanity, and she was sent to the state mental institution in Vernon, Texas, where she will receive yearly evaluation of her mental capacity by the court. And this has been Strange But Wacky Wednesdays. So what did you think, buddy?
Jesus, I don't know what was more scarier, the story or your voice.
Wasn't that creepy?
Oh, Lordy. Yeah.
Dude, in the 911 call, I mean, you can hear her screaming in the background, but it almost sounds like some possessed woman screaming. Yeah. It's crazy. And the thing about it is how the system failed this woman. Mm-hmm. She asked to be hospitalized, which I thought was crazy. Mm-hmm. She asked to be hospitalized. They wouldn't. And the cost of medication just shows you
not speaking politically or anything like that, but I mean, there's so many cracks in the system that fail us all.
Yep.
She could have had the help she needed. That child was only 3 weeks and a half.
Scary.
Yeah.
Sad. Crazy.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I hope you guys enjoyed this week. Do you have any input on that?
I'm not going to sleep tonight, man. That was good job. Good job. Man. That's all I can say is good job, buddy. Good job.
Hey, next week's you all with right. the Weird and Wacky Wednesdays. And you guys, this has been
Bro Rants.
Nick and Reg. See you next week.
Peace.